I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, October 24. Coming up, 11 new compactor garbage trucks delivered to the NSWMA. Prime Minister calls on housing industry stakeholders to create new products to make home ownership more affordable, and Labour Ministry to open new parish office in St. Anne. The news in detail after this message.
Are you the next energy champion? Then prove it! Enter the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Program's Energy Champion Competition today! To enter, like the Ease Up on Energy Facebook page. Then post a picture or video of yourself saving energy and you could win a smartwatch, tablet or energy saving device. Remember to use the hashtag EnergyChampJA. Competition open to primary, high school and tertiary students and all public sector employees. Brought to you by the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica.
Now the news. The National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, has received 11 new 2017 compactor garbage trucks to help ease the backlog and delays in garbage collection across the island. The units were handed over at Jamaica House Tuesday by Prime Minister Andrew Holness and Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie. Noting that the purchase of the compactors was funded using property taxes, the Prime Minister urged residents to continue making efforts to meet their property tax obligations.
These new compactor garbage trucks are valued at approximately $1,658,000. That's just a little over 200 million Jamaican dollars. This is not a loan. We didn't borrow this money. It was not a grant. This money is coming from the taxes that you have paid. Specifically, this is coming from the property taxes you have paid.
The Southern, Western, and Metropolitan Parks and Markets Waste Management Agencies will each receive three new compactors, while two will be delivered to Northeastern Parks and Markets. This latest batch of compactors brings to 28 the total number of garbage trucks acquired by the government since the start of the 2017-18 financial year. In the meantime, Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie says the government is working to more than triple the fleet of new garbage trucks by the end of 2019. He acknowledges that while further improvement could be made to waste collection, the NSWMA has significantly improved its services.
It is the intention of the ministry in the new year coming to place more money in the budget to secure new trucks. I gave a commitment that we are expecting that by the next year and a half, we'll be close to 100 new trucks for the National Solid Waste Management Authority.
The minister was speaking at the handing over of 11 new compactor garbage trucks on Tuesday. He adds that additional support outside of the government is being sought for the purchase of the remaining units. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is calling on housing industry stakeholders to create new products to help make access to home ownership more affordable. Mr. Holness says financing is one of the biggest challenges to home ownership in Jamaica, and the country must find creative ways to tackle this problem. He says there's room for greater innovation in housing finance products to meet the needs of the diverse groups of prospective homeowners.
Access to safe and affordable housing is the cornerstone of a growing society. We can never truly speak of progress and prosperity without a focused approach on solving our country's housing needs. This approach must be strategically done by constantly asking and answering, who are we building for? What are we building? Where are we building? And how are we going to make it accessible and affordable?
Prime Minister Holness was speaking at the Regional Housing Conference held recently in Montego Bay. And Labour and Social Security Minister Shahini Robinson says construction of the ministry's new St. Anne Parish branch will be completed over a 15-month period. The state-of-the-art two-story office facility will be just over 27,000 square feet in size and will have rentable space of nearly 18,000 square feet. It's being completed at a cost of $513 million. Minister Robinson says the work is being facilitated through the National Insurance Fund, NIF, the investment arm of the National Insurance Scheme, NIS.
It is intended that this development will provide additional income for the fund through the leasing of space to commercial entities. This is projected to generate income of approximately $26.62 million per annum, providing for an initial yield of 4.34% for the fund.
Minister Robinson was speaking at the recent groundbreaking ceremony in St. Anne. She says the project will ensure the ministry has adequate space to carry out the various functions that have been added to the St. Anne portfolio. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.